From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
But America first does not mean America alone.
In a strong defense of his America First policies, U.S. President Donald Trump has told a gathering of global business and political luminaries that the world will benefit from U.S. economic power and invited them to embrace his growth-oriented philosophy.
When the United States grows, so does the world.
President Trump spoke to the closing session of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States.
As he has done throughout his political career, Mr. Trump made no apology for imposing reciprocal tariffs and tearing up trade deals and other international agreements that he sees as slowing economic growth. The America First philosophy provoked criticism among many at Davos who advocated a coordinated global economic strategy. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in June, but backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message
today? Typical New York Times fake stories.
Mueller is investigating allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. Treasury has announced new sanctions against Russian and Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any assets they hold under U.S. jurisdiction. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday the U.S. government is committed to maintaining the sovereignty and the integrity.